Well, welcome back, everybody. James, quite a full schedule today. Different things going on.
Yeah, a lot of news. First up, we've got buy-to-let mortgages. We've seen a 15% rise on products from last year, which is good news in turbulent times for landlords. It's good to see some more products out there. I think we're up to 1610 now in terms of the amount of different products you can find.
Yeah, and they've fallen. That's the key thing. They've fallen 0.3% in a year. So although the pace of the fall has slowed down a bit, at least we know that now we can get cheaper deals than we could this time last year. So our advice to you, if you're a buy-to-let landlord and you haven't got a fixed rate right now, then now could be a very good time to be looking for a change. You'll be surprised at the number of deals available to you. Not often we get a glint of light at the end of the tunnel in terms of landlords these days. It always seems to be bad news, people landlord bashing and the like. But certainly there's a good one for you landlords.
Yeah, next up we had government ban leasehold houses, new houses that is. We touched on this last week briefly about new houses being sold with ground rent, which would double, was it every 10 years, I believe.
Yeah. That's right.
Gave a few problems to first time buyers. Now actually I think there's been money set aside by, I think it was Taylor Wimpey, set aside 130 million to repay some first time buyers.
That's right.
Which is good news.
Yeah, it's good news that they've set the money aside. What annoys me is that the greed, the sheer greed that the top house builders have got here in terms of misleading first-time buyers. And I do feel that it's largely misleading. They knew very well that buyers were unlikely to pick up on this. Luckily, the Nationwide stood up and said, hang on a minute, we're not allowing this. We're not allowing mortgages on these houses. It became a national headline. The government intervened and said, you know what, we're going to ban these leasehold new homes. And quite rightly so too. When you look at the builders, this week we've got some announcements. Barclay Group, who were involved in this scandal, they had a combined salary of 92 million for its top six execs, and then they're ripping off first-time buyers with leasehold new homes. What's that about? Those two things really shouldn't equate. And Taylor Wimpey, that James was just referring to there, their profits, they have dropped, but they're still 205 million. Come on, do you really need to rip off first-time buyers? Get a grip and get some morals. Next.
Next, we had the sex rent scandal.
Talking of morals, or lack of therein.
We had Craigslist. What sites like Craigslist were offering sex for rent to landlords, basically asking for sexual favors from potential tenants online. Has now been kind of shown that it is definitely illegal, which has seen to be not for some reason for a while.
It was disgraceful. I mean, they were allowing these ads on, which were landlords, seedy landlords, actually saying you can have a room and in return, you know, you must provide sexual favour to me. I think it's disgraceful, and it says a lot about the housing crisis that we're actually having success with it. I'm very sad, actually. But I am glad that the government at last have stepped up to this one as well and said, look, this is not acceptable. And in 2017, we shouldn't be looking at such headlines, really. So glad to see they're stamping that out.
Yeah. Next, we had house prices kept high due to shortage of homes.
Yeah, Nationwide reported that house prices increased by 0.3% in July, contrary to many expecting a huge dip due to a slowing market. And this kind of really echoes with what we're finding, doesn't it, James? You know, there is a lower supply, and this is keeping prices relatively strong. HMRC, obviously they take the stamp duty receipts, and they've reported the number of housing transactions has dropped to its lowest level for 8 months in June. So, you know, it's what we've said before, when you look at the market as a whole, although you may say, okay, not as many people are buying, well, guess what? The figures prove it. Not enough people are selling, and that's keeping property very much up there still.
Next, we had 7 in 10 first-time buyers actually compromise on location when picking a first home. We find that kind of quite common in Norbury. I think we see a lot of people looking in kind of a Clapham or maybe a Streatham area, and they'll give a bit of compromise in the sense that they'll move a bit further out, staying in a zone three station area. They'll probably find they'll get a house.
As opposed to a flat.
Opposed to a flat, obviously.
Absolutely.
But yeah, sometimes you can obviously get a garden as well, but those kind of added extras can mean a lot to a first time buyer, and we see it happen time and time again.
So we do.
Not really too uncommon for us.
One of the things we always say is, you know, if you're not finding what you want where you want buyers, then you've got two choices, either more monies or other area. Or there is a third option, of course, which is always lower your sights a bit, maybe drop off the requirement for a garage or maybe go for a two bed instead of three. But for many, that compromise, and in fact, for the majority, the compromise they're making appears to be location, which is interesting. And that proves why Norbury's still proving popular, because actually, we're that little bit cheaper than neighbouring Streatham, and yet we've still got the zone three station, good, strong community, and a nice place to be.
If you've got any questions or if you did have anything you wanted us to touch on, feel free to leave it in the comments section.
That's a good point, James. You know, we've talked about this before, but you know, we're very much keen. This is your property channel. We're here to talk to you about the subjects that you're interested in or the problems that you have with your property. So do drop us an email. We'll put the email at the bottom of the credits. And also, you know, just put in the comments box anything that you'd like to know more about, and we'll expand on the subjects for you live here on Property Chat. Thanks for watching.